Well, greetings, saints. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, Lord, we ask that you see our fasting and prayers and hear our prayers, Lord, and also bring to our consciousness the prayers that you want us to pray. We know you're a merciful God, and we know that when we come to you in faith, Lord, you change things. So, Father, please put it in the heart of the brethren out there, the things that are needed to be prayed. And we may mention some of them today. So, thank you, Father. Amen. Well, last I heard, I haven't checked today, but Irma was up to 185 mile an hour, which is the biggest on record. That would literally raise the ground. So I say, let's pray. Let's cast down at least some of this. The Lord has implied to us that we that there are some parts of it He wants, and I can see why too. Any of you that's in harm's way, you need to fill your cars up with gas and watch it close. And because if you do wait too late, the bottleneck traffic will keep you there. We were used to seeing that down in Pensacola. I never did flee before one, but I saw people who did and got stuck on the interstate, which is a major bottleneck down there. I'm sure it is in a lot of places, especially if you're coming up the leg of Florida. And also, you know, be merciful enough to, you know, talk to the old people around you or anybody that's not watching the news or anything like that and tell them what's going on. Yeah. I did mention to you last broadcast that Pamela wrote that she asked the Father, "What do you wish us to do with Hurricane Irma?" And she didn't look at the news or the weather because she didn't want to be influenced by it. She said, "Father impressed her that I'm doing my utmost to get people away from the coast. I'm going to scour the East Coast as I've scoured the Texas coast. Hurricane Irma is my will for the East Coast, but go ahead and pray for minimal loss of life," which, of course, we've been doing, and I pray you will do too. "Father, in the name of Jesus, we do ask that you grant this gift of minimal loss of life." And he went on to say, "I will cause great blackouts along Irma's path because I want people to be without power. This helps them to turn to me." Yep, turn to God's power, right? So we're believing that it will go up the East Coast after hitting Florida pretty badly. I think many will eventually leave the coast as services go down for a while, but why not ask the Lord if you should leave before this, since there will be a loss of life and property? Let's pray for that minimal loss of life and agree for it, okay? And this may mean that it will lose its 5 category. You know, I believe that the earthquakes and tsunamis will come later, and God is mercifully getting some off the Gulf and East Coast so that they will not be there for this. Amen. So please keep that in your prayers and your commands and so on. David Fagan wrote me, he said, "My heart truly goes out to those who are on those tiny islands of the Caribbean who are getting pummeled. Their flimsy huts and shacks are no match for 180 or 200 mile an hour winds, much less floods. Some of the islands are mountainous, so the people could conceivably flee the floods, but in those winds, everything becomes a deadly projectile like in a tornado. And some of the islands are basically flat with nowhere to go. So there is much potential for catastrophic carnage." He said also, "Just as Harvey Landing in Corpus Christi had a meaning. Irma may also carry a message. It was pointed out to you that not only does Irma mean warrior goddess, but there is also an alternative definition of whole and universal. So the message here, is it world war? Well, as I pointed out in the last broadcast, I believe from the evidence that it's out there, that I would say that these hurricanes coming after 12 years of no major hurricanes shows this as a first strike, depending upon what would you consider the first strike. Anyway, one thing we do know, that you need to pray against EMPs, okay? So, I will point out that there's an NRA threatened lawsuit against the Virgin Islands firearm confiscation order. The National Rifle Association has prepared a possible legal battle as Hurricane Irma nears the U.S. This comes in response to the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands ordering its National Guard to seize guns, ammunition, and other weapons from its citizens ahead of Hurricane Irma. He is preparing for a possible legal battle as Hurricane Irma nears the U.S. This comes in response to governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands ordering the National Guard. Let's see, that's a repeat here. The NRA argues people need to be able to protect themselves during times of natural disaster. Officials say the order violates the constitutional right of law-abiding citizens and puts their lives at risk. The group filed a similar lawsuit after Hurricane Katrina, to which Congress responded with legislation meant to prohibit future confiscation of weapons during an emergency. Officials from Puerto Rico and Florida have declared states of emergency as Irma makes its way west. Okay. Well, I'm thinking about several things here. Let's see. I want to point out this to you, okay? We've had a dream, and I searched just a few minutes ago to see if I could find it, but I couldn't find it. We had a dream about Russia and China planning a war against the United States, and the North Koreans were in on it. And now the North Koreans are threatening with a hydrogen bomb. Hydrogen bombs are capable of just totally shutting America down. If you blow them up out 300 miles above the Earth's surface, they scramble the electrons in everything. And even much of the military is dependent upon natural things, and America's hardening against EMP, which is nil. So we would be in a really bad shape. And her testimony in about 1985, when I was in Baton Rouge, and a man, who I don't remember his name, he had died and had an out-of-body experience. An angel took him above the United States and pointed out each state. He said, such and such a state, 70% destroyed, such and such a state, 80% destroyed. I want to say that I don't believe this is the war that is coming now, or attempting to come now, I should say, but the one at the end of the 7 years. And as he watched, each state exploded like a black flag commercial. When the angels had finished, he asked, "How could this happen?" And the angel said, "The Russians have a weapon that neutralizes electricity." Of course, without electricity, lots of things don't work, and maybe even the possibility of missile guidance systems failing, you know. And if fired, they would go up and fall back on us. And more recently, one of our military leaders was being interviewed on TV, and he was asked a question. If the Russians attacked the United States, how would they do it? And he replied, they would explode an EMP, electromagnetic pulse device, which is an enriched plutonium device, over the U.S. This would scramble the flow of electrons in anything that ran on electricity. Yeah, even like the president's phone, missile guidance systems, I don't know. And then they would nuke, he said. Both the Russians and the U.S. have this device. Well, this is true. and, you know, if the Russians were going to do this, don't you suppose that they would use somebody like the Koreans, who are kind of nutsoid anyway, you know? I am of the opinion that that's exactly what they would try to do. This was sent to me. Deb Horton sent this to me. It's a Bible code. Let me just read a piece of it to you, because it's telling us that this is a distinct possibility. I know that obviously if North Korea fired it, you know, they would be liable, not Russia, even though they may have gotten the go-ahead or promises or whatever from Russia and China. So, I mean, our deep state people are doing their best to start a war with Russia, and they know it, and they're trying to defend themselves. And I believe these hurricanes are part of that. Taking out the oil on the coast is very important. If you can't hardly fight a war without that oil and jet fuel and gas there. So that would be a first strike if I ever thought, you know. But at any rate, another one, as we just heard, is would be an EMP. And what better to do it through some nut state like that rather than be liable yourself, you know? this is arccode.com. And the title is Transformers Required for a Korean Nuclear War. North Korea apparently detonated its first hydrogen bomb on September the 3rd, 2017. The North Korean news agency said in English that the H-bomb, the explosive power of which is adjustable from tens of kilotons to hundreds of kilotons, is a multifunctional thermonuclear nuke with great destructive power, which can be detonated even at high altitudes for super powerful EMP, or electromagnetic pulse. And an attack according to strategic goal, quote unquote. In planning against the threat, our military would consider the issue of electrical transformer, should consider, he says, the issue of electrical transformer vulnerability as well as the location of potential replacement transformers. By the way, recently I heard of an EMP attack through a dream that came over an area, and I think it was Minna Lee Grebin's dream, where she was popped into an area where there had been an attack from the sky that obviously took out the electricity and things. And so I believe that at the time I knew it was talking about an EMP. So that was a dream that she had. And it is a possibility. You know, you can do this off of an old fishing boat, even inside territorial waters, shoot up a nuke and blow it up in the sky, say 300 miles, 280 to 300 miles above maybe Kansas or someplace like that, center of the country, and just, you know, put us back in the dark ages. There's no doubt that both countries, you know, the U.S. and Russia, if they thought they were on the verge of this and had to go ahead with a nuclear war, they would do this first. There's no doubt in my mind that they would do this first and shut down as much of your enemy's military as you can and weaponry as you can. So these transformers would be shut down, and of course the grid would be shut down. Now, you know, you're not going to fight a war very long. You won't have much manpower if you lose the grid for very long. And then he goes on to say, on figure one, the axis term is electric transformer. And then Korean, is at the same skip. War is in the open text. Chinese is at skip number plus one, as is Kim. So I'm looking at the chart now. I'm looking at the different codes in the matrix here. And it has electric transformer at the same skip as Korean. Now, what would they have to do with our electric transformers? Well, obviously, the next word could probably say something about that. It's at a number one skip. It's war. And also at one is Chinese. And also at one is Kim. Wow. Okay, so is this saying that it's going to happen? Well, there's always things that you can find in the matrix that could reverse everything. Just a little word like we thought, or they tried, or, you know, just there's things you could find in there that could reverse this. However, it's definitely a distinct possibility and something I believe we should pray against. Okay, I'm going to go on down and look at another one here. Well, let me read a little bit more here and then look at this other one. Well, I don't know if you want the statistics or not. The statistical significance of figure one might be a little rough to wade through. But here's a warning to war planners. While my knee-jerk response is to want to nuke North Korea right now, we must understand that if we lose our power transformers due to an EMP attack, we are not prepared to replace them quickly with American-made transformers. In fact, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, the United States has limited production capability to manufacture LPTs. In 2010, only 15% of the nation's demand for power transformers, with a capacity rating of 60 MVAs and above, was met through domestic production. Although the exact statistics are unavailable, power transformer market supply conditions indicate that the nation's reliance on foreign manufacturers was even greater for EHV power transformers with a capacity rating of 300 millivolt amps and above, or a voltage rating of 345 kilovolts and above. In fact, this means that we might be forced to obtain them from China. not Not good, not good. Who is likely to be our enemy if we attack North Korea first. And matter of fact, they might be your enemy if you don't attack them first. It doesn't make any difference. The dream that I heard from years ago was that they secretly were meeting together to have this war with America. And no doubt this meeting could have actually happened, since the belligerents of our deep state people to try to start this war, even back to Obama when he tried desperately to start this war. It was ridiculous. Let me tell you, there's two entities that want this war. I believe it's the powers that be. It's the elite. They want this war. They're the ones that rule over the deep state and Obama. They want this war. There's another entity that wants this war. The Muslims. The Muslims want this war, because they have two enemies that they've fought against and lost. And what is the better thing to do than have your enemy fight your enemy? And by the way, Obama and also the British are expert at causing wars between other people so that you don't have to fight it. They are expert at this. They love this. They love in using patsies to do their work for them. They don't care how many people they kill. I mean, Islam's not worried about how many people they kill. Wiping out America, that's not a problem for them. If Russia feels threatened, I don't think wiping out America would be a problem for them either. And the deep state, they're working for the people that are there, have no national love here whatsoever. These people are in it for the New World Order. The powers that be are in it for their New World Order. And America's in the way, and Russia's in the way. So I think it's a distinct possibility. Estimates are that we could lose much of our grid for 6 months to 2 years in such an attack. That depends on how well your economy survives, you know. While North Korea's plan has been to stall us while they complete their nuclear arsenal, it is we who should consider stalling them until we can build or buy replacement generators and get them into EMP-hardened shelters. What is also important to understand is that if we threaten to cut off all trade with China, as I have advocated before, we must be certain that we can quickly obtain the needed transformers from elsewhere. This need should be assigned to the highest national priority, because as a loss of our national power grid could result in the loss of 90% of our population within a year, and many of the survivors reduced to a state of cannibalism. So now here's another one, another code on their site. And it says electricity magnet. Okay. Pulse, like an EMP. War. Rocket. And here's one, here's part of it too, at one skip sequence. The flesh of your sons and the flesh of your daughters you shall eat. That's all at one skip sequence one. So it's in the text, right? In 2012, Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich attracted much attention by warning about the threat of an EMP attack against the United States. This threat is summed up in a 3-minute video on Fox News. I read a book entitled One Second After. The author is William R. Forsen. But the foreword is written by Gingrich. The novel is about what would happen to America if a nuclear weapon were to detonate, say, 300 miles up above Kansas. How would this impact our power systems, our computer-based society, our food, our medical supplies, if an electromagnetic pulse were to hit us from such a device? And on figure 3, the axis term is electricity magnet. It is touched by pulse and war. Both terms are at ELS. Rocket at a skip of 2 is there. In the form of the year's publication. Well, the EMP threat's not new, but the fact that we have a nutcase there that's now possibly got a hydrogen bomb is something that could totally conquer America. And so I don't think God wants America totally conquered right now, so I think we should pray against this. It was, I believe, in Mina Lee Greben's revelation that it was a localized thing, not all over the country, because people fled from the area into other parts of the country. So, anyway, that's something I think we need to pray about. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for sending your angels forth and hindering any such thing to come to America. We ask it in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that earthquakes are coming. You said they were not delayed. They were according to your will. Although it's a possibility, Lord, that you would have us lessen their capability to kill a lot of people, and for which we are praying. And but Lord, this would definitely kill a lot of people and would stop us from being able to fight a war, basically. And Father, we just ask you in Jesus' name to have mercy. We want to see revival here. We want to see multitudes turn to you. We want to see multitudes be restored of apostate Christianity. We want to see multitudes come into the kingdom of the people that we've prayed for. And we just thank you so much for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yep. Amen. Okay, I'm going to, let's see. I want to share this with you, too. This is an interesting thing. While I'm sharing warnings, I will share this one with you. Amy Methven sent this in. It was on a Facebook page, and it was written by Robert M. Truslow. And he said, it's all about the prophetic interpretation of the arrest of a nurse. I'm sure you all heard about that. Some news events just beg for prophetic interpretation. Such is the case when nurse Alex Wubbles was recently arrested for protecting an innocent, defenseless patient from giving blood involuntarily to a lawless lawman. Did you get that? Because it is a prophetic snapshot of our nation's current medical condition. I agree. And here it is, step by step. A nurse, representing one who cares for the wounded, was bullied and arrested by a policeman representing authority and law that was operating outside of the law to take the blood representing the life of the body from a falsely accused, unconscious man who could not protect himself. I hope you read that carefully. Now, insert just about every cultural issue that boils before us, and you will see some, if not all, of these dynamics. Those global secularists who lead and represent the law operate outside the law, under the guise of the law, do their own bidding. Innocent people who, for varying reasons, are falsely accused and then prematurely brought to justice, unknowingly and unwillingly. The defenders, the nurturers, the healers are bullied and violently arrested for standing in the way of those who, in their perversion of justice, execute the dominion of pure lawlessness. Wow. The issue that afternoon in Salt Lake City was not the law. Neither was the issue defiance. Nurse Wubbles was doing her job, led by her conscience, following hospital protocol in accordance with federal law. She was sincerely trying to do what was right. As is much with the spirit of lawlessness, the issue is not doing what is right. The issue is carrying out that which is deemed politically right or politically correct. In the West, across the world, we are seeing conscience being replaced by secular pronunciations of a new morality that is absent God's commandments. Yes, trading truth for a lie. No conscience needed. In this instance, the conflict was between one enlightened conscience and the bullying spirit of Antichrist. And this is where we are today. Specifically, the spirit of progressive secularism attacks those who earnestly desire to do what is right, as led by the Spirit of God who enlightens their conscience. How does it attack, quote unquote? It attacks as a bully, like the police officer. This, quote, bully spirit, unquote, is impatient with constitutional law, which is grounded in spirit-led self-rule in Christ. Remember, our nation defied a bullying king to answer the higher law of God endowed individually liberty. This bully spirit hates the spirit of liberty in Christ Jesus. Yeah, let me just add something here. The last time we had a solar eclipse like this one was in 1776. You remember the date? When the nation threw off the yoke of the bullying King of England. Now we're doing it again with the deep state. And the Red Sea is working. Pharaoh has shown up at the Red Sea with his army of left-wingers, and we just need to pray them down, saints. Father, we just send forth the angels to destroy all of their works, all their plans, and all their schemes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for bringing it down. Lord, we know you brought us to this point, and you almost have President Trump in handcuffs concerning anything that has to do with this. So we, and you did that obviously to show, Lord, that you're the only one that can save us. People need to know that. They don't know that. Even American Christians don't know that. You're the only one that can save us, Lord. So we fall upon your pity and your grace, Lord, and we thank you for bringing down this attack once more. Although we do not deserve it, America does not deserve it, we ask for your mercy and your grace, O Lord. Amen. So he went on to say, the bully spirit moves quickly from irritation to rage. And then violence. Well, you can see that all over the news. And when you question the people, they are so out of it and in and unintelligible that they don't even know why they're doing it. And that's exactly like the faction that's in the church. They can't make a bit of sense. And when individuals don't submit out of fear, he says, as if on cue, the policeman moved quickly from irritated impatience to violent arrest. Listen closely. The spirit of progressive secularism has a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde personality. Yeah, we call it faction and witchcraft, which the leaders of our country involve themselves in through the Satanists and through sacrifice. So, saints, you need to pray this down. Continue to pray this down. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Right? So, pray it down. It talks of understanding, equality, and tolerance. It talks of these things until individuals resist. Then, boom, it arrests, it attacks. At this point, the bipolar switch flips, and the real spirit manifests. It sweetly cajoles, it intimidates, then it bullies, and then it eliminates. Does that remind you of something? How about the religion of peace? Yes, it's the same spirit. I've already said this before. The reason they wanted this invasion is they have the same spirit. And the reason they're sticking up for radical Islam, is because it's the same spirits that they have. Yes, it is the same spirit progressively manifested by fundamentalist Islam, which, by the way, is the bodyguard of Antichrist, even the SS enforcement unit of the spirit of Antichrist. This is why we are not allowed to criticize it. Sweet. False humility working towards violent demands of submission or death. The heart of politically correct culture. What we saw in that Salt Lake City hospital was a clear theatrical revelation of what has been going on in the West for many, many years when we, the people, resist progressive secularist oppression. In fear of this demonic process, many have grown silent. So thank God for Nurse Wubbles. She successfully resisted. She was a warrior who conquered fear to victory. Her determination to protect the innocent was vindicated in a very public way. So, take heart, for the Lord has given us a window to openly resist this bullying spirit and proclaim heaven's kingdom and all its governing principles based on supernatural, spirit-led self-rule. Well, I would add to that, our prayers have more power than any kind of physical resistance you can possibly do. We do wrestle with the principalities and powers, and not the rulers of this darkness, and the rulers of this darkness, and not the people of this world. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood, right? Now is the time to take back what the devil has stolen. Now is the time to expand God's kingdom, quite literally pulling it from heaven to earth. Be blessed. Pray it in. Pull heaven down. Then take authority over the bullying spirit of Antichrist. Amen. Well, we know we're not ultimately going to put a stop to Antichrist, because Antichrist, the beast kingdom, is what is going to divide the true saints from the false saints. God always uses this. We individually can overcome it, but not everybody will, nor do they have the desire, nor do they have the faith in God. And you see, this is what separates a believer from a fake believer. Right? Churches are full of fake believers. This reminds me of an article that Michael sent me about an MD in Australia's stand against vaccines and the bullying he's getting from the government and the mainstream media. Let's see. This is John Rappaport's blog. MD, I've seen cases of vaccine injury for 40 years. And this is by John Rappaport. The MD said, an Australian doctor exposes vaccine damage, stands up to government and media attacks. Here's what he wrote. In Australia, the noose is tightening around parents and children's necks. There is already a policy in place that denies certain government benefits to families who don't vaccinate their kids. Now there is legislation that would deny unvaccinated children enrollment in daycare and kindergarten. But a grassroots rebellion is underway. Australian MD John Pisay, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, has stepped out of the shadows and reported his findings and research on vaccine damage. Well, all you have to do is go to the internet and do just a little bit of searching, and you'll see how bad this is. You know, President Trump, by the way, put a man in office to take care of this, hopefully, because I believe he believes Barron Trump was damaged by this same stuff. And so he's very much against it. So if he has the... He may not have the freedom to do it now, but he will have the freedom to do something about it. Anyway, I'm going on with the article. The government is investigating him. They may strip his license. The press is attacking him mercilessly. He hasn't backed down. His stance is certainly heroic, but remember that every doctor takes an oath to do no harm to his patients. Without question, there are many other doctors who know the truth firsthand about what vaccines really do, but they stay silent. Some of these doctors don't vaccinate their own children, but they continue to inject toxic chemicals and viruses into their young patients. This is a crime and a betrayal of the First Order. Here in full is a letter Dr. Pisay recently wrote to The Age. Read it, study it, understand it. This isn't the unhinged raving of a madman, as the press would have you believe. This is basic truth that every patient should have and own. I have been encountering cases of vaccine injury for over 40 years. In June, it was a happy, healthy, nearly 5-year-old whose parents were required to put her on a catch-up schedule in order to get her into kindergarten. She won't be going to kindergarten. She's in a wheelchair, brain damaged, her life ruined. Then came a friend's father who died after a flu vaccine, and last week a 4-year-old boy made autistic by a catch-up schedule. In 1988, the U.S. National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was created. It has paid out over $3.5 billion to vaccine injured. The NVICP was set up to protect vaccine manufacturers from ruinous costs of litigation by vaccine-damaged people. It was deemed preferable to have unavoidably unsafe vaccines than no vaccines. Unfortunately, the protection provided to vaccine manufacturers also reduced incentives to develop safer vaccines in the USA. Yep, it doesn't cost them anything except these lives, and they don't care about that. So, vaccines contain health-damaging ingredients not the least aluminum, a known neurotoxin. By the way, they're spraying it from the sky, too. They still know it's a neurotoxin, but they're spraying it from the sky. And it kills forests. It kills plants. It closes up the roots of plants and trees, and they die a slow death, but they die. And pictures, by the way, of the earth and forested areas show the gradual depletion as time goes by. And along with mercury, a brain damage as in autism, developmental delay, ADHD, and learning difficulties. Aluminum is also a powerful promoter of autoimmune diseases. Vaccines can claim to be mercury-free if their mercury content is below a still toxic threshold. So, most influenza vaccines contain mercury, also a neurotoxin. In addition, polysorbate 80 in vaccines increases the permeability of the blood-brain barrier and potentiates the risk of these neurotoxins. The known presence of carcinogenic viruses in the MMR vaccine has been covered up. Vaccines also contain formaldehyde, a known carcinogen. Proof of vaccine safety requires rigorously conducted clinical studies comparing vaccinated versus truly unvaccinated children for health outcomes. Are there any such studies that confirm that vaccinated children are not worse off than those unvaccinated? No, there are none. Hence, child vaccines are unproven for safety. They obviously don't care. They don't want you to have the evidence, right? So they don't do the study. An inconvenient truth for a profession that prides itself on being scientific. One analysis indicated that national infant mortality rates were proportional to the number of vaccine doses, contradictory to the claim that vaccination saves lives. You would think they would be all out to create vaccines that doesn't use these things that are destroying lives. But obviously, they've made it possible for them to go on without finding such cures, you know. Not that we ever need a vaccine. We have God's vaccine if we have our believers, right? He said, I will put no plague upon you because of the Passover, right? And I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Do you believe it? If you believe it, you got a vaccination. You believe Psalm 91. If you believe Psalm 91, you got a vaccination. Okay? Oh, why parents would want to do this, I don't know. I know a lot of homeschool parents choose not to do this. And even those that go to school have signed waivers for years. You know, none of ours were vaccinated. So, it goes on to say, from mid-2015, parents who wished not to vaccinate their children started to converge on my practice, seeking assistance with gaining exemption from the penalties directed at non-vaccinators by the No Jab, No Pay and No Jab, No Play legislation. Okay. Analysis up to the end of 2016 of parents' reasons for not vaccinating indicated that 64% of 166 parents knew of vaccine-damaged individuals in their own family. The study of adversomics confirms polymorphic and genomic susceptibility factors common to vaccine-damaged individuals and their families. 40% of unvaccinated children had pre-existing health problems that parents considered would make them more at risk of harm than from vaccines. 60% of unvaccinated children were very healthy, but only 6% of the vaccinated children. Did you get that? 60% of unvaccinated children were very healthy, but only 6% of the vaccinated children. Oh my gosh. Well, I guess it's the truth. They really do want to do away with us, right? There were no cases of autism in 212 unvaccinated children, but 8 autism cases in the 50 vaccinated children. That's 16%. And 36% with ASD, autism spectrum disorder, compared to 1.4% in the unvaccinated. Wow. The facts are the facts, right? As yet, there are no large-scale vaccinated versus truly unvaccinated studies of the sort needed to prove that vaccines do or do not cause autism. Yeah, it's just so strange, though, that when they get the shots, they right afterwards start coming down with all this garbage. Perfectly healthy people. I mean, that's the facts. So where does the widespread belief that vaccines do not cause autism derive? In a nutshell, from an overwhelming quantity of manufactured science of low quality, scientific fraud, and ignoring evidence supporting casualty. Few doctors and politicians are aware of the pivotal scientific fraud committed in the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. A study of the MMR vaccine in black American babies showed a 2.5-fold higher level of autism in babies given the MMR vaccine at 12 months of age compared to 3 years. The CDC refused to publish these findings, but manipulated the data to disguise the undeniable association found. The fraudulent data was then published. DeFano, F. 2004. That's DeStefano, F. 2004. And promoted as the final statement on the question. Of course, now nobody trusts them. Thereafter, the official line was that vaccination did not cause autism. 5,000 vaccine-damaged children had their applications in the vaccine court for compensation quashed after this deception. But CDC whistleblower William Thompson released the true unabridged data, which was published briefly until pressure from CDC forced its retraction. Hooker, B. 2014. A recent study of homeschool students. Showed a 6.6-fold increase in neurodevelopmental disorders in the vaccinated group over the unvaccinated. Autism spectrum disorders were 4.7 times more prevalent in the vaccinated children. Mawson, A.R., 2017. So long as doctors and governments continue to be hoodwinked into believing that vaccines do not cause autism, no action will be taken to stop the alarming surge in the autism epidemic. I do believe Trump is trying to do something about this. A tragedy that need not happen if we demand good science and safe vaccines. Who is next? Who's the next doctor to step into the light and tell the truth, regardless of the consequences? Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. In this case, arms mean the truth, because if it spreads far enough from many doctors, there will be an end to the high mounds of intentional lies that compose official science, which is fake science designed to put children under the gun, under the needle. And it goes on and on. So, just a few warnings from Dave today. And Lord, we ask you to do something about these things. We see that you've made some steps on this last order especially. And we just ask you, Father, to bring down and reveal the fake science and reveal the reasons. And I know that people, all they have to do is do searches and they can find out the reasons behind this. One is they do not want a population. They want to depopulate. And, well, Lord, these are criminals. They're Satanists. They have no regard for humanity. They use people to make themselves rich. And they have a lust to control people. And one way they can do that is this. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that all the brethren out there listening will pray against these things. Take the time. I mean, we are fasting this 40-day fast, and we're asking you, Lord, that everyone out there make use of it and have your ear. And we ask it in the name of Jesus, Father. Move, Father, through our brethren, Lord, to pray, to have a conscience, to fight the good fight of the faith, to cast down the evil. And, Lord, we'll do it by your grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, saints, you know, you can read your Bible and pray every time you run across something that it reminds you of. You don't ever have to stop praying. And you can pray in tongues. Let the Spirit pray through you for many of these things. And I say that you should do both, with your understanding and with the Spirit. You should pray. And God knows there's a reason that He commanded that. So, thank you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Good night, saints.